He definitely had the momentum early, but once Port Leash got it, then it was really hard for us to dig back in, you know.
Yeah, you can see that it was nearly opposite scores there in the second quarter. They scored 30 and you scored 15. But it was coming towards the end there in the final quarter. You kind of were swapping the lead a little bit. And I thought you might have made it back, but unfortunately, it was not to be.
Yeah, it was the fourth quarter was really tight. There was only one or two points in the game in the last 3 or 4 minutes. And then just, you know, a couple of silly mistakes really cost us big. We have a very young team. There's guys there who are inexperienced at this level, but that's how they learn. That's how they improve. Sometimes it says you learn more from a close loss than anything else, you know, because hopefully we'll not make those mistakes again. That's the hope, and they'll improve going forward for the rest of the year.
And that was you're now sixth in the table in Division One. That was your final home game today at Bishop's Field at Derry, I think.
Yep.
And so, what do you do now? Looking forward, who's your next opponents?
Away to Clarendon next. Very tough. They're undefeated. We played them in a home once, and we lost by 2 points. It was a very close game. We had a shot at the buzzer to win. So I think basketball's a game of matchups too, so we're not really concerned with how good the record is. It's more about how you match up. Today was a tough matchup because Port Leash are a very big physical team. We're not. We're a small, fast team. So they really hurt us today on the boards. But Clarendon have been more of an even matchup, and I think, you know, It all depends here. If our outside shots are falling, we can compete and beat anybody. So, but it's a long drive to carry. So we'll see how the boys' legs are.
And what is your aim for the year then, for the rest of the games left?
It's the way the league separates now. At Christmas, it separates in two. So it goes the top seven and bottom seven for the championship at the end of the year. So it'll really depend on where we finish. If we're right around the middle table. So if we finish sort of bottom of the top seven, or near the bottom, the aim is to finish top four for the playoffs. And if we finish in the bottom seven at Christmas, you know, the aim is obviously to win that trophy. You know, that's the aim. We'll be looking to win every game after the break. So it really sort of depends how the next two games pan out.